Saga Egmont presents Sunsets and Happy Ever Afters by Teresa F. Morgan, read by Katrin Walker Booth. Prologue. Never in a million years had Maya Rosevere imagined that the day of her daughter's 11th birthday party would end so badly. What could possibly go wrong at a pamper party for four preteen girls? Right, let me take a quick photo, girls. Maya held her phone up and snapped a photo of Amber and her three friends, looking ghostly with creamy white masks on their faces. They pouted and pulled silly faces, giggling infectiously. After 20 minutes, Maya set about removing the face masks before massaging some gentle moisturiser into each girl's face. Now, who's first for their nails? Maya asked, once the giggling had reduced to a level she could speak over. Chloe's hand shot up. Me, please! Maya led her over to the table, where she'd set up the manicure station. She tidied the young girl's cuticles and filed her nails in preparation for applying the polish. What colour would you like? She asked, massaging moisturiser into Chloe's left hand. That one, please. With her free hand, Chloe pointed to a glittery candy floss pink colour, which Maya knew would be popular with the girls. Great choice, Maya said, and set aside the chosen nail polish, then swapped to massaging Chloe's other hand. In the throes of a divorce, Maya wanted to get at least one thing right, being a good mother. She wanted her daughter's birthday to be perfect and, being a mobile beautician, she had agreed to hold a pamper party for Amber and three school friends, treating them to facials and manicures. She had deliberately kept the party small so that it was manageable and affordable. As each girl was dropped off, she checked with their mums that it was okay to paint their nails and apply makeup. Maya tried to block out the sound of the other three girls chattering and squealing from the lounge, where they were supposed to be watching a Cinderella story. With four excitable girls on her hands, she was relieved that she had arranged for Lewis, Amber's 8-year-old brother, to be looked after by her best friend Emma. Owen, Emma's youngest son, was the same age as Lewis, so he could play with him and help Emma's eldest son, Finley, celebrate his 11th birthday. Maya knew full well that Lewis would not want to be around four hyperactive older girls. Maya already knew Amber's other two friends, Lottie and Hannah, but this was the first time she had met Chloe, who had only recently moved to Portishead. Their teacher had asked Amber to look after Chloe on her first day, and the two girls had quickly become best friends forever. Chloe was a strikingly pretty girl, with dark brown hair and brown eyes, in contrast to Amber's fairer features. It's my birthday too, in 2 weeks, Chloe said, all bubbly and excited, yet somehow managing to hold her hand still. Wow, Chloe, that's not long to wait, Maya replied as she started to apply the gel nail polish. She placed each hand under the UV lamp between coats. This dries it quicker than normal nail polish. Once all four girls had immaculate nails to show off, Maya treated them to the application of some makeup, being careful to keep it minimal and age-appropriate. A little bit of eyeshadow, blusher, and lipstick was enough to satisfy them. Again, Maya snapped photos of their faces. To round off the party, Maya had prepared a high tea of delicate cakes and finger sandwiches, presented on 3-tier cake stands as if they were in an expensive spa. To mimic champagne, she poured sparkling white grape juice into plastic flutes, which the girls thought divine. Before she knew it, 6 o'clock had arrived. The candles were blown out, the cake cut, and the tea devoured. Maya had managed to pinch only one of the sandwiches. Amber's mum, can you do me a pamper party when it's my birthday? Lottie asked, the remains of chocolate cake at the corners of her mouth. The doorbell rang, saving Maya from having to answer. It was Lottie and Hannah's mums, arriving together. Before they'd even stepped into the hallway, they were forced to admire their daughter's nails and makeup, both girls waving their hands in front of their faces excitedly. It being the beginning of half-term week.